Now we bring to these microphones David Wilder. He is the spokesperson for the second most important city in all of Judaism, and by the way, the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world. We're talking about the city of Hebron, which is somewhere about 38, 40 miles southwest of the city of Jerusalem. It's the location which Abraham went to establish a Jewish community about 4,000 years ago. And, of course, he purchased a cave there, Machpelah Cave, for the purpose of being able to bury the patriarchs. The spokesperson, David Wilder, is now with us. And Chag Sameach to you, David.
Thanks very much, Jimmy. I have to tell you, now that you just talked so beautifully about Hebron, that actually you're catching me not in Hebron, but you're catching me in a city called Shiloh, which is in Samaria, and coming into the week of the Festival of the Tabernacles, this is where the tabernacle was for 347 years after the Israelites came out of the desert. And I'm here with my daughter and her husband and our new little granddaughter, and got a close relationship to Hebron, but a little further north.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I just talked to Winky Medad up there in Shiloh as well. Maybe you guys will get together over Feast of Tabernacles. What I would like for you to do, if you will, talk to us about Tabernacles, the feast. From a Jewish perspective, what really happens and why does it happen?
Well, first of all, we call the holiday in Hebrew Sukkot. A sukkah is a booth or a tabernacle, as you would. Basically, the holiday centers around living outside our homes and turning these booths, these sukkot, into our homes. And people eat in them, and they sleep in them, and they host their guests in them. And this is how we celebrate this week. We also have special prayers. It's a very, very special holiday. It's actually called the holiday of happiness. And even, I suppose, in a deeper sense, the essence of this holiday is the holiday of the land of Israel, because we're celebrating our land and we're celebrating where we live and how we live, being able to live off of the land. And of course, people visit all over the country, and they take trips around the place, and they hike. And in Hebron, for example, we're expecting somewhere between 100,000 to 150,000 people.
Now, you're also looking back in history at the time during the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and a sukkah, or this thatched hut you're talking about, is how the Israelites would sustain life during that time before they came into the Promised Land. Is that correct?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, in our holy books, it's written that the Jewish people in the desert had special protection, and part of that protection were clouds. There were divine clouds that God used to protect the people from wild animals and snakes and whatever they had in the desert. And actually, these clouds were these actual sukkot, these booths which surrounded the people and protected them. And on a spiritual level today, being able to reside in the sukkah is like going back to the Israelites in the desert who were surrounded by these holy clouds and protected, and we see these as the same divine protection that the people had then.
Am I correct in understanding, David, that during the time of the giving of the Torah, the law, as recorded in the book of Exodus chapter 20, it was at that period of time which would be, if indeed they had been in the land, Feast of Tabernacles, so this feast time as well is to remember the giving of the law.
Yeah, of course. We celebrate at the end of the holiday, the last day, the eighth day, we celebrate the Torah, and we sing and we dance with the Torah. That'll be here in Israel next Thursday. It's called Simchat Torah, the happiness, the joy of Torah, the festiveness of Torah. And of course, this is surrounding that same period of time as we were in the desert.
Now, Simchat Torah, the conclusion of the reading through the Torah in a year, and then the beginning of the next year starting the reading as well?
Yes, sir. We finished the Torah that day. We finished the last chapter in the Torah, and we immediately begin reading the next, the beginning of the Torah again, in the beginning, Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then, of course, on a couple of days later, on the Sabbath, we read that entire portion. And coming into the new year, we begin the Torah fresh, read it, learn it, study it, and try more than anything else to live it.
Yeah, absolutely, to live it. Well, I wish that we Christians would look at the Jewish people as a good example of loving the Word and reading the Word. And indeed, it would be a great opportunity for Christians to take advantage of this experience. It's been a joy for me to watch the Jewish people loving the Torah, kissing, dancing. It's just a great time. We Christians need to follow suit. David, it's a joy wherever I may catch you to be able to talk with you. Interesting, you're in Shiloh, and of course you normally are found as the spokesperson for the Jewish community there in Hebron. But again, let me say Chag Sameach to you, and thank you so very much for our time of conversation.
Thanks, Jimmy, and Chag Sameach, a festive holiday to you and to all the people that hear this. And of course, they're all invited, just like you, to come visit us whenever you're in Israel. Make sure that Hebron's on your list of places to visit. We'd be happy to host you.